Hello, and welcome to the Living My Human Design podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Hoover, and I'm so excited that you're here. I have been on a self-healing journey since my early 20s, and when I discovered human design in January of 2021, I felt like I had finally found what I had spent the last 20 years searching for. I believe that if we live as our authentic selves, having forgiveness, compassion, love, and understanding in our hearts, that ripples out and positively impacts everyone we interact with. That is how we have the biggest positive impact on the world. My purpose is to be a beacon of light in the world, attracting those who have broken down, fallen apart, and are stuck under the weight of life, and help them rise up as their true authentic selves. By sharing my human design experiment through this podcast, I hope to encourage others to begin their own healing journey by experimenting with their own human design. Continue listening and join me on this life-changing experiment of self-discovery. Hello, and welcome to episode 12. Today, we're going to be discussing profile. Now, what is profile? Profile is your toolkit. It's what the world wants from you and how to fulfill your purpose. It's a theme that you will keep repeating as you move through life. And profile is where you start to differentiate yourself as a unique being. Now, where do you find your profile in your chart? If you already have downloaded your chart from my website, then go ahead and pull that up in front of you or grab your copy. And if you haven't had an opportunity to download your free human design chart, take a few moments and go to my website. It's listed down in the show notes, livingmyhumandesign.com. And at the top of the page, there's a link that says get your chart. And you just want to click on that, and you just enter in the date you were born, the time you were born, the location of your birth, and then an email address, and you'll get your free human design chart. So if you have your chart in front of you, you'll notice that on the right and the left of the chart, there are these columns of numbers and signs. And on the right-hand side, we have the personality side of your chart. And the left side, you have the design part of your chart. And all these numbers are the different gates that you have within your human design. And the top four rectangles, so the top two on the personality side and the top two on the design side, are your most dominant energies within your chart. And this is also where we want to look for your profile. So on the right-hand side, the personality side, you have the sun and the earth are your top two numbers. And so you'll have a number, a dot, and then another number. So on my chart, my sun is the 59.3 and my earth is the 55.3. And that number that comes after the point, it'll be the number 1 through 6. This is called a line number. And the earth and the sun line number, which for me is a 3, that's the first number of my profile. And then you'll go over to the design side, and the top two numbers will be the second number of your profile. So mine is a 20.5 and a 34.5. So my second number is a 5. And then you put those two numbers together and you get your profile, which is the 3-5. And so today we're going to be talking about the 6 different line numbers and what they represent, the energies that they represent. And then through the next week, you're just going to take some time and experiment with the information that you learn in this podcast episode and see what is true for you. So as I mentioned, there are 6 lines or 6 basic profile themes, and they kind of build on top of each other. So the first line is the line 1, and that's the investigator. And line 1s lay the foundation of knowledge for safety and security. Then we have the line two, which is the hermit, and they integrate the knowledge and bring it to the world via their natural gifts. Line three is the martyr, and they're here to discover better ways through trial and error. The line fours are the opportunists, and they lay the foundation for relationships and connection. Then we have the line five, which is the heretic, and they heal, lead, and then teach others to heal. And then we have line six, which are the role models, and they review all the other lines' work and discover their authentic truth. So first we're going to talk about the line ones, and the line one is the academic, the researcher, the analyst, and they're driven to investigate and learn everything that they're interested in order to create a foundation of knowledge so that they can feel safe and secure. They like details, and they're here to discover how life works, and then they'll share this knowledge with others. Line ones like to be alone, and they like to be uninterrupted or uninfluenced as they do their research. They need their own space, and they're highly sensitive and aware of the impact that they have on others, and they tend to hold things inside, and they need to be encouraged to speak out loud what they're feeling. In the low expression of the line one, they're terrified of the unknown, and they end up missing out on life experiences because they're too busy questioning them. And they'll also look for experts instead of becoming the expert themselves. And at the high expression, line ones are deeply knowledgeable, and people will seek them out for their knowledge as a resource. The line two is the hermit, or the naturally talented, and they're here to integrate knowledge and bring it to the world via their natural gifts. Line twos are self-contained, and they value their alone time to nurture their special talents or their gifts. The challenge of the line four is that they're not always aware of what their special talents are or what their natural gifts are. And so pay attention to what others say that you're good at, or what do others ask you for help with. People will project onto you what you're good at, and these are possible natural talents for the line two. Line twos also have a need to hermit away, and they need to listen to their strategy and authority to determine if they actually want to be doing what is projected onto them by others. Their energy is very independent, and they don't like to be interfered with or helped. And at the lowest expression, line twos will hide out, and they'll miss the joy in life. And in the high expression, they'll wait to be called out into the right experiences, and then they'll take time to regenerate and renew themselves. Next, we have the line three, which is the martyr. And the line three's gift is to discover what does and doesn't work. Life bumps into them in every way, or they may bump into life. And they're here to discover through trial and error how the material plane works. Line threes are a catalyst for change. They're very adaptable and resilient. They're either winning or learning. And they don't take life at face value. They're the ones who are going to be kicking the tires and looking under the hood and to see where the flaws are at and what the loopholes are. And they model for us what transformation is possible when we're grounded in our bodies and in the material plane. Line threes have a natural talent for challenging falsehoods, and they're able to recognize what is not going to work in a relationship, giving them the theme of bonds made and broken. The line three is able to stand up and say, "This is not true," and then take the heat for challenging the falsehood. In the low expression, the line three is afraid to try things because there will be a certain amount of trial and error associated with them. And in the high expression, a line three is wise about life based on their own experiments and their own experiences. Next, we have the line four, which is the opportunist. And the line four is the foundation for the next three lines. It's a foundation of transpersonal relationships, and they're concerned with human resources. Line fours are deeply influential, and they wait for opportunities to embrace its community and externalize or express foundations, gifts, or discoveries. Line fours are very friendly, and they have a gift of networking, but their sphere of influence is limited to people whom they have already established relationships with. Strangers aren't great for the line four, and the quality of life for the line four is directly proportional to the quality of their network of friends. So if they're ever with a group of friends or community that they don't feel comfortable in, or that doesn't light them up, or it just feels off, it's really important for that line four to leave that community and find a new network of friends and associates. They also need their time to retreat and rejuvenate. And when in alignment, a line four doesn't need to create their networks. The correct networks are already there for them, and they can find them by following their strategy and authority. In the low expression, the line four is afraid to speak their truth and to fix things, and they create an alternative and move on without dealing with their challenges. In the high expression, the line four is consistent, they're stable, and they're a great friend. Next, we have our line five, which is the heretic. And line fives carry the energy of the savior, and they have a life path that is about helping others. They're like the general who steps in when things are falling apart and offers a practical and out-of-the-box solution. They're most effective as strangers of consequence. And the fifth line's aura invites people in need or in crisis to project onto them a potential for rescue. So they kind of live in a projection field. And their energy is like a mirror, and people see in the line five what they need to heal in themselves. And this makes it really difficult for people to truly see the line five. What they see instead, again, is that projection field or projection of their consciousness and what they need to work on and heal in themselves. And sometimes people will project inaccurate expectations on you. So it's very important for you to follow your strategy and authority to determine when to offer a solution or where to offer a solution for others. Because if you don't follow your strategy and authority, then you might find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people, being the wrong mirror. And then if you can't fulfill these people's inaccurate expectations, then your reputation can suffer. But if you follow your strategy and authority, then this will put you in the right place at the right time with the right people. And then the line five can be a very empowering and transformative person. Now, once the fifth line's leadership is no longer needed, they can sometimes feel ignored. But this is a natural time for you to regroup, play, and have fun doing something that you enjoy to do. At the low expression, the line five can use their charm for personal gain and sometimes hurt others. And at the high expression, the line five has the capacity to influence a great number of people. And our final line is the line six, which is the role model. And the line six stands alone from all the other five lines. They're best described as sitting on the roof. From this perspective, they can look back over the other five lines while also looking ahead towards the line one of the next hexagram. So the line sixes have three stages in their life, and stage one is from birth to approximately age 30. And during this first stage, they're exploring life and living it kind of like a line three through trial and error. But they're not resilient like the line threes. And this trial and error can sometimes lead to a pessimistic view of life by their late 20s. During the first stage, they are driven to seek their soulmate. And they also look for a way to retreat physically and emotionally from the world. Around their first Saturn return, they make the climb up to the roof. And so stage two, we often call on the roof. And this is from age 30 to 50. And this is where the line six kind of withdraws from the chaos of life, the chaos of living like a line three. And they heal and reflect on their life. So being on the roof is a time for them to observe and discover what's trustworthy and what works in the world. They kind of reevaluate life and develop resources that they'll need later. Generally, they feel the most secure during this stage of life, and they settle down and choose a profession or a soulmate, and they raise a family. The next stage is stage three, and this begins at the Chiron return or at approximately 50 years old. And this is where the line six is kind of nudged or kicked off the roof and they engage fully in the world again. Now they're true, authentic, optimistic sixth line self. And this can be a time of radical shifts. They may be vulnerable if they don't know how to make decisions as their own authority. And line sixes in their third stage, they're kind of a living example of an awake being living a unique purpose. So line sixes are deeply trusting beings, and they model how we too can trust our own authority and live our unique life. In the low expression of the line six, they may get stuck in the aloofness and struggle out in the real world. And at a high expression, the line six is the role model who inspires others. So that's a basic description of the six different lines of the profile. So then what you do, there are actually 12 different profiles. Like, I'm a 3-5 profile. My husband is a 2-4 profile. So the 3-5 is the martyr heretic. And the first line of your profile will represent more of a conscious energy. And the second line will kind of represent a more unconscious energy or something that you might be not as familiar with. So take a look at your two line numbers and listen to the information that we discussed or that I shared with you on this podcast and kind of look back in your life and see where the energy of that line has shown up in your life before. Where in your life have you lived as a line one? Where in your, if you're a line one, like where in your life have you been lost in the research or spent a lot of time researching information? And when did you determine that you didn't need to search anymore? You didn't need to keep studying that information. For the line two, maybe think about, you know, what do people call out from you on a regular basis? What do people ask you for help in? How do I experience this line energy? How does it turn up in my life? What do I need to embrace about this line number that I am not embracing now? What specifically can I do to get more in alignment with this line number? And just play around with that energy for both your conscious and your unconscious line. So both lines of your profile. and then reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook and let me know, how does that line number resonate with you? How is your experiment going? And I'll be doing this experiment right along with you. I'm going to be spending the next week really focusing on my line 3 energy and my line 5 energy. And I'll really be focusing on imperfect action. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the podcast today. And I will catch up with you next week. Thank you for listening all the way to the end of the podcast. If you like what you heard here today, please take a moment to leave a review. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll be notified when the next episode is released. If you have any questions, please connect with me on Instagram or Facebook. You can find the links down below in the show notes. And don't forget to grab your free copy of your human design chart from my website, livingmyhumandesign.com, or you can click the link in the show notes below. And if you're interested in an in-depth conversation about your human design chart, you can schedule an unpack with me at my website, livingmyhumandesign.com. Again, that link is in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to catching you on the next podcast. Talk to you soon.